So this Shabbos, Bez Hashem, we're going to finish up Sefer Vayikra, double Seder, Behar and Kosai. And one of the major subjects at the beginning of Parshas Behar, which comes up again in Parshas Kosai, is the topic of Shemitah. That's the very beginning of Seder Behar, and it appears in the Tochacha and Kosai as well, reference to the fact that the Jews are driven out of Eretz Yisrael for, among other reasons, not observing the laws of Shemitah properly. So I thought it would be a good time to discuss some details of Shemitah. As we know, this year, Tavshin Ayin Hei, 5775, is a Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. So I want to speak about the topic of Shemitah produce, whether inside or outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the point of departure, you have the sheets over here, the pasuk in the first Sedra. First Sedra, Parshas Behar. Vayikra Perek Chof Hei Pasuk Yud Beis. It's talking there about the Yovel. Ki Yovel Hi Kodesh Tielachem in Asadat Tachulis Tavulis. So the Torah describes Yovel as a year that's Kodesh. Kodesh Tielachem. And you have to eat the produce of the field. Kodesh Tielachem. That's the key verse for us. So Rashi comments in the second source. Vayikra Perek Chof Hei Pasuk Yud Beis. Kodesh Tielachem. Tofes Es Doma Kehekdesh. In what sense is it Kodesh? You say something is holy, but what is the ramification of that? What does it mean? So it says here that it's tofes es doma, meaning if a person sells, let's say we have something that belongs to Hekdesh. So if a person sells something of Hekdesh, so the money now has the kedusha of the Hekdesh. So same thing with Shemitah. If you sell Shemitah produce, so the money that you got now has the status of Halacha Shemitah. But there's a difference. Yochol teitzehi lechulin doesn't mean that the fruit now becomes chulin. Chulin is the opposite of kodesh. Chulin means ordinary. In other words, buy something based on mikdash. So that's what the Beis Hamikdash sometimes do. They would, let's say a person made a donation to the Beis Hamikdash, donated a table. They didn't need any more tables. So they would sell the table to somebody, and then they would use the money for it, but the money had to have the kedusha and so on, other things like that. But the money,
table itself,
now is Yotzei L'chulin, becomes eligible for ordinary use. So that's not true by Shemitah. The Shemitah status retained, it remains. Talmud Lomar Tiyeh. Right, Kodesh Tiyeh Lachem Bavarasate has to stay in its same status. The Rashi got that from the Gemara that appears in a few places. I quote in source 3, the Gemara Sukkah, Daf Mem Amud Beis. It says, Rabbi Elazar, I quote Rabbi Yochanan, my other leg, again, it's the Machokas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, details aren't important, but it says, Mibayla, the Kizdanya, Kiyovel Kodesh, Kiyovel he Kodesh, Ma Kodesh, Tofes is Dama, Ashri is Tofes is Dama, that the status of the Kedush is transferred from the produce to the coins, to the money. Then it says, Tanya Kodesh, Tanya Kodesh, Rabbi Yochanan, fine. Tiny quest of Elezer.
It's not Kodesh anymore.
No, it so far it didn't look that way, but let's see the whole thing. Tanya Kavatsi Belazer, Shvi is Tofes Dama, Hashanemar, Kiyovel Hi Kodesh Tielachem. Ma Kodesh Tofes Dama V'Asur, Av Shvi is Tofes Dama V'Asura. I, says the Gemara, Ima Kodesh Tofes Dama V'Yotze L'Chulin. By Kodesh products, when you transfer the Kedusha to the coins, it's Yotze L'Chulin. Av Shvi is Tofes Dama V'Yotze L'Chulin. No. It stays in its same status. So that's what Rashi quoted the Gemara in Sukkah. Just as a side point, I printed a Rashi from elsewhere on that same daf, not from the lines we read, but the same daf in Sukkah, Mem and Beis, because you might be wondering, the pasuk I started with was talking about Yovel. The Gemara's drasha is from a pasuk by Yovel. Ki Yovel he kodesh tielachem. So Rashi tells us there, Bishnas HaYovel, Shri is Yovel Chadahi. Rashi says, for this purpose anyway, Shemitah and Yovel have the same status. For many things, Shemitah and Yovel have the same status. Not everything. Not everything. Those interested, just last Sunday they had at the YU, they had a special Kol Yom Rishon at the end of the year. So they had, they asked, Rabbi Rosenzweig and myself to give the Shurim Lezecha Nishmasar and Lichenstein Zechat Tzara Lerocha. So I decided to speak about a shir, to say over, to relate a shir that Rabbi Lichtenstein once gave on trying to understand the difference between Shemitah and Yovel. So it's available if you want to listen to it. Marmar Komis is almost again. His Marmar Komis. I didn't hear the shir, but I saw the Marmar Komis and somebody gave me the notes on the shir, so I tried to reconstruct as best I can. Anyway, but Rashi tells us here, for this purpose, Shri is the Yovel Chadohi. Okay. But what does it mean? What's this drush exactly? Yovel Kodesh Yovachem. So the Yerushalmi phrase a little differently. Yerushalmi is in Shriyas. Parag Dalad Halacha Zayin. Parag Dalad Halacha Zayin. We don't have a Bavli on Masech. Masech Shriyas is one of the Masechas of Mishnayas. Law of the laws of Shemitah. There is no Bavli. There is Yerushalmi. Tough. You're based on Aleph. In the Vilna editions, Parag Dalad Halacha Zayin says Ksiv Ki Yovel He Kodesh Yelchem Ar Pasuk Mahi Kodesh Af Tvuasa Kodesh. Now it's taking in fact, you know, a step further. It's just like it is Kodesh, so to its Tvu, its produce is Kodesh. Now what's the it?
Yeah.
So Prey Moshe explains there in source number 6, Shri's Parag Dalad Halacha Zayin Ksiv Ki Yovel He Kodesh Vidarish. He is Sarah. The word He is extra. Why do you say Ki Yovel He? Lirameis Mahi Kodesh, meaning Haaretz. Af Tvuasa Kodesh. Not only is the land, there's the land, Bishofsa Aretz Shabbos Hashem, there's a special status of the land during a Shemitah and Yovel year. Again, we're equating Shemitah and Yovel for this purpose, although one of his Avlichans suggests that Yovel, perhaps the land doesn't have the same status, but again, not for now. But the point of the Pnei Moshe here is just like the land has some Kedusha, Af Tvuasa Kodesh. Okay, with regards to what? It's nice to speak about something holy. What does it mean? What do I have to do? I have to salute when I walk by, or I have to stand up when it comes in the room? What does it mean? Oh, so says the That's what the Pnei Moshe said. And many people make a mistake. Many people think that something grows in the Shemitah you're not allowed to eat. That's not true. Okay, we'll see, it's true about some things, but many things in the Shemitah and Ali are allowed, and Ali allowed, you're supposed to eat it. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to eat the products of the Shemitah here. Okay, except we'll see some notable exceptions. But he says that's what it means. You're not allowed to waste it. That's why people in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be careful. Let's say you have leftovers on the plate, but it's still edible. So in Eretz Yisrael, they have a separate garbage can called a Pach Shemitah, right? Let it rot till it's no good. Then you can throw it out. You have to throw it out in a respectful way, wrapped in plastic. You don't mix it up with the fish bones and the broken pencils and whatever else you throw in the garbage, right? And so the tissues. So similar. So anyway, but that's what the Pnei Moshe mentions, Achil Ol Hefsid. So I want to look at tonight, what does this mean, this Kedusha status? He told us one thing. We'll see some other things. That's the topic tonight. What's the status of Shemitah produce? Before we get to that, in terms of how the Kedusha is manifested, I just want to look for a few minutes. How do we determine whether something is in fact considered to be Shemitah produce or not? So we need to understand, let's say you have fruits, vegetables, other things they grow. So at what point do they have to grow for it to be called Shemitah? Sometimes things grow, it's fully grown, but you left on a tree for 6 weeks. Now it's a Shemitah, and I picked it after Rosh Hashanah. So what's the determining point? So really that relates to the very first mission, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, source 7 of Beis Amud Aleph. We know the Mishnah, Arba Rosh Hashanah, right? There are 4 days during the course of the year which are considered Rosh Hashanah for one purpose or another. I was explaining to the Talmidim, it sounds funny, but the truth is we have the same thing on the secular calendar, right? So we have the new year in terms of the calendar is January 1st, but the fiscal year is July 1st, right? And the academic year is in September, right? The school year starts. So we also have different dates on the calendar, which is considered the beginning of the year for different purposes. It's the same thing in Halacha. So it says, what are the 4 dates? So it says what they're for. That's the Mishnah. Echad Benisan is considered Rosh Hashanah Lachem of the Regalim, right? Counting the Regalim, for example, the order of the Pesach Shavuot Sukkot and so on. Echad Be'el Rosh Hashanah Ma'aseh Behem is not our topic. Nevertheless, Rav Shimon Echad B'Tishrei, fine. There's only three. The fourth one is not separate. Be'echad B'Tishrei is what's important to us. Be'echad B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanah, that's what we call Rosh Hashanah, the new year, right? L'Shmitin L'Yovlos, that's when Shmitin Yovlos starts, Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei. Also, and as the Kuzan Rashi in source number 8, there in Rosh Hashanah, the Beis Malav, L'Shmitin L'Yovlos, Mishenichnas Tishrei, also Lach Rosh L'Zor Min HaTorah, the Isurim of plowing and planting seeds, which is the agricultural Isurim of Shemitah, they take effect immediately upon the arrival of Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Also continues the Mishnah in the Tia. That's a din. If you plant a sapling, that's a din in calculating for Orla. How to eat for the first 3 years. How do you measure the first 3 years? So that also Rosh Hashanah is top 3 years from the date you planted it. That's it, 3 calendar years. And the 1 year is considered up when Rosh Hashanah arrives. Even only planted it 3 months ago. The year hasn't gone by. It's already considered for Orla purposes. Okay, it's not our topic tonight. And then it says, Be'echad Bishrat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. That's what we know. Kedivah Be'shamah Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos. So Le'ilon is on the first of Shrat. Be'sila Omer Chamishos Arbo. We call that Tu B'Shrat. Right, that's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos. People misunderstand Tu B'Shrat. You know, people say it's for a holiday, and we plant trees in Israel or whatever, which is nothing wrong with that, but that's not really Tu B'Shrat is halachic, like April 15th, it's a halachic date. It's not, people have a Tu B'Shrat say, there's nothing wrong. In fact, at one time, people observed Tu B'Shrat in such a way because that was their one day to connect to Eretz Yisrael. Jews in Europe, you know, what was the day they thought about Eretz Yisrael? Tu B'Shrat, you know, the question, we don't take Tachron Tu B'Shrat, why in the world not? It's not Yantif, but okay. But in any event, you know, it took on in folklore and in practice, certain significance. I'm not minimizing it in any way, but in terms of its origins, it has this din. So tree, it's going to be very important for us. Okay? Let's take a look. I think I skipped by mistake earlier. I skipped one word. Lirakos. That's also Rosh Hashanah of Aleph Tishrei. Rashi in Tosfos 8 said Lirakos Lamaisa Yerek. This is very important. She ain't torming or ma'asim and ilkat of Rosh Hashanah. Also Acha Rosh Hashanah. You know that. Every year you have to give certain mices, trumas and mices. You have to give 2% roughly to the kohen. Then you have to give 10% to the levy. But the halach is you can only be torim or maaser, fruit or produce from that year's growth. Let's say in American law, I have to pay taxes on April 15th or by April 15th. So let's say it turns out I owe the IRS $10,000. It doesn't have to be I don't have to pay them $10,000 that I earned this past year. I could take $10,000 and sit in my bank for the last 20 years. I don't have it, but if I did, I could take it from there, right? So it doesn't matter as long as you pay the bill, right? As long as you pay the amount. So one might think, well, it's not true. Let's say I have to give 10 bushels it's got it from that year. So again, how do you determine the year for that purpose? The year starting from when? That's exactly why this mission is extremely relevant. Okay, not only that, but even if you know when it comes to mice, let's see, that's what I'm saying. Let's see, what I'm going to say.
It separates your obligation to not work the field.
Right.
And also the obligation of
what you do
of the vegetables and the fruit and
right.
what you have to give from them.
Correct.
So they're two separate issues.
Right. So Shmita
on the field number one.
That's for Shmita.
Yeah.
But the other thing is these tithes don't happen not to apply during Shmita. It's every year. The other 6 years. But as you
right.
know,
but Shmita also has an issue of what is Kodesh for that year. And there's a difference
right,
between
right, correct,
the
correct, and correct, exactly. That could be the same dinner.
Right.
Same dinner for different types of produce. That's what right. we're going to see in a second. But what I'm getting at also is that there's also truma you give every year, ma'aser rishon you give every year, but you know the second tithe. So after you gave truma to the kohen, ma'aser rishon to the levy, you have to take a second 10%. And now what you do with that depends on the year. In years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the 7 year cycle, you don't have to give that to anybody. You take it to Yerushalayim. It's called ma'aser sheni, and you eat it there. Okay. In years 3 and 6, you give it to the poor. It's called ma'aser ani. Well, that's also how do you know what year is it? Is this a ma'aser sheni year or a ma'aser ani year? Okay, so the answer is Rosh Hashanah is the cutoff point. Okay, but at what point in the growth of the produce? That it doesn't say.
Right.
With this Mishnah tells us the calendar date. Rashi, in the next Rashi, in source 8, Rashi, Duras Elon, says, well, he gives a hint when it comes to a tree, Linyan Maisa, She'ein Ma'asin Perisal Shechontu, they blossomed. Kodem Shvat, if you have, Rashi's alluding to the fact that when it comes to fruit of a tree, produce of a tree, the magic moment is when it's called Shas Chanota, when it blossoms and the fruit first begins to pop out. Okay, so if it was at Chanota before the Shvat that year, so you can't use those fruits to satisfy your terms of mice obligation for fruits that blossom afterwards. Shebe'ilon holech achar chanota. When it comes to a tree, the decisive point in the life of the fruit is when you have chanota.
There's a lot of trees and some are going on. How are you going to have to mark the trees?
Yeah, the farmer's
got to
pay attention. Yeah, you got to pay attention.
That's a whole job.
Yeah, that is indeed.
A farmer has to know the trees pull
away. Anyway, right, they have a whole cycle. Anyway, the Rambam tells us this in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni. We look into his mind. Rambam, Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni. Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. She says, Be'echad B'tishrei, who Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Tuos, B'kitnius V'yirakos, our Tuos grain, kitnius is legume product, yirakos, we'll call that vegetables. Okay, may not follow the exact definition of fruits and vegetables in English, but when I say vegetable, I mean most vegetables, things that grow from the ground as opposed to from a tree. B'chol mokom sh'nem Rosh Hashanah hu echad B'tishrei, Stam Rosh Hashanah is the first of Tishrei, we call Rosh Hashanah in popular talk. Over two Mishrad Rosh Hashanah Maisa Ilanos, Ketzad. So two of the Kitnias, Shigila Onas HaMaisos. They reach that magic time. We haven't heard what that is yet. We only heard it by Elon. Lifnei Rosh Hashanah Shal Shlishis. Af Alpisha Nigmaru Venasu Beshlishis. Even though the fruit or the vegetable, whatever it is, the Kitnias became fully developed in the third year after Rosh Hashanah. And you first picked it after Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't matter. Mafrisha Maisa Shani. Because, as he's going to explain why, because that's what he calls onas hamaisus, the decisive point. The chain peros or ilon. Shebol onas hamaisus means it blossomed kodem tubish ratso shlishes. Alpha pisa nigma vanessa achar came to soap son of shlishes, even though you didn't pick the fruits until after tubish rat. But if it blossomed before Tubishrat, then it goes to the previous year, whatever that year was, a Maisa Sheni year or a Maisa Ani year, and so on. Mechayin Ibalar is Maisus Kodim Tu Shvat to Rabbis. Alfis and Wurzel Rabbis. You have to take Maisus Ani. It's already the fourth year. But again, that's the point. Now, but what is so far? We've only heard what the agricultural point is by fruits, namely Chanota. So we look at another Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, source 10. Yud Gemara Beis in Rosh Hashanah, source 10. Tanan Asam, Ha'orez, Ha'docha, these are all grains. Shum Shumin, okay, perhaps some kidney. It says, Shehisrisu, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Tanakama says, if they took root before Rosh Hashanah, then they're from the previous year. Umutar and Mishriyas. And you can eat them during Shriyas because they took root last year. Vimlav Asur and Mishriyas. Otherwise, it's Asur. That's his opinion. But then Amar Rabbah, Amar Rabbanan, here's the key line for us. Elon, Basar Chanota. By the fruit of a tree, it goes by Chanota the Basar. Two of his Asim, Basar Shlish, when it has grown one third of its having grown. Yerek, vegetables, Basar Lakita. That's Taka when you pluck it. So you gotta know if you're a farmer, the different things. Okay? Again, tree is Basar Chanota when it blossoms. That's its cutoff point in terms of these agricultural laws.
A lot of trees.
Yeah, you gotta watch them.
Different time, yeah. You go nuts. Mm. You
gotta keep records.
Records.
Yeah, again, a farmer knows. That's his business.
People didn't have massive farms.
Anyway, most of the time. But anyway, that's his business. That's, you know, people know. So, again, the key line for us, Elon Basa Chanato, Trua Vizayson Basa Shlish, what's called Havua Shlish, when it reaches one third, and Yerek is Basa Lakita. Yerek is Taka when you pluck it. So if you pluck it before the Shemitah, it's not a Shemitah product, and so, then those are three things. Then, what about Kineos, huh?
The same tree, the same plant can have two different...
In effect, I guess, yeah. Okay. Hani Kaman Shavin Rabbanon, Hadam Rav, Mitov Shasim, Prakan Prakha, Azi Rabbanon, Basar Hashrasha. Certain things, kidney house, it goes by when it takes root. I printed the Rashi's in the next, on source 11. Or is a docha, and even though we consider grain, the Gemara calls that kidney house. That's what Rashi says. Or is a docha, and again, it's Rashani Gimel Beis, is mine kidney house. Okay, so those things go by when it takes root. Okay, and again, now we don't have to read through all the Rashi's. Okay, but that's the Sugya Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel. Why this difference? Well, it was a marked difference. Okay, again, so let's divide it into the simple fruits and vegetables. Fruits of a tree, it goes by when it blossoms. Vegetables, it goes by when you pluck it. Why? So Rashi early in Rosh Hashanah, I printed it in Source 12 Daf Yud Beis on a Beis. Rashi early in Rosh Hashanah tells you why. He says because the second one, Source 12. Well, Kamar Shem Farsh will talk about Yerek, Mishum the Geisele Kol Shanta Shaita Hadat Sama. Vegetables, you plant it, it grows, you pick it, and there's nothing left. And you can replant it again. Right? So, basically, the Godal Al Make Shomim Shol Shnasli Kitos is a general rule. Vegetables grew on account of the water. Got its nourishment, its maturation, whatever the word is by plant, from the water of that year. So, if you pluck it in the Shemitah year, so presumably, in most cases, that's where it got most of its nourishment. I mean, you could argue if you pluck it the second day or, you know, third day of this way. But it's a general rule. So, therefore, Azul Beibos Salakita, we go during the course of the year, if I pick tomatoes, how long does it take if I plant the tomatoes? 3 weeks? I don't know, it doesn't take that long.
That's what I'm monk you mentioned. What happens if we have a yoga now?
Not for tonight. So, but again, it stands. However, a tree, you plant the tree, it doesn't grow 3 weeks later. Okay, it doesn't have fruits 3 weeks later. Elon, God, Almeishan Shechonato. And Elon is considered to have gotten most of its water nourishment from the year in which it blossoms. Not when you pick it necessarily, because you have to buy it. It's like 3-4. I may not pick it another 3 years, another a couple months.
That's not okay? But I own my book.
Whatever the swaf is, like the sap or whatever it is inside the tree that makes it grow, lifnei chanota, prior to the blossoming, parents chonkin of olnigmar. That's what it is. So that's what Rashi explains why there's a difference between vegetables and trees. And that's how the Rambam passes. The Rambam brings this in all different places throughout Zeroim. You know, but this is a quote of the sampling. Source 13, Hilchos Bikurim in the Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. Okay, Bikurim are from fruits. So Ein Mevin Bikurim on a Chodesh Al Yosham, and Yosham on a Chodesh Al before, Bikurim have to be from that year's fruits. Ketzad lo yavi v'shachantu kodem tu v'shad or v'shachantu achar tu v'shad. Again, chanata, that's the key time with regards to fruits of a tree. In Hilchos Truas, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, what about Truah 14? V'chein ha'truah v'azeshim shalo eviyu shlish. Alright, there the issue is one third. And later Rashi, the Ram writes, u'minayin yodeh, how do you know one third? How do you figure? A farmer knows. How do you know? Koshezoro matzmachas b'yadua eviyu shlish. If you can plant from it and it'll grow again, you put it in the ground, it'll grow, then it's reached one third of its maturity. That's the agricultural experts know. So and other things. Again, you know, it has to do really with the maturity of the item. Okay, that's what Rashi, that's what I'm hinting at there. If you can, if it's mature enough to plant again, then it's considered to be fully grown. You see, by a tree, look at the next Rambam 15, Hilchos Meiser, Perek Beis Halacha Hei, Ezo Hi Onas HaMeisos, Mishigiyu Peros LaHazria Litzmach, and already giving off seed. Okay, that's a call, and then it's a call if you Masho a pre. It here doesn't mean fruit, it means any produce. It depends on the item. The different things are different. Different agricultural produce, products are different. That's the Rambam right there. Okay, when it comes to Yerako, so the Rambam tells us in 16, Hilchos Trumas Perek Hei Aloch Yir Aleph, like we said, Eitan Perek Shal Zuhal Perek Shal Shavra, fine. Okay, Shanem HaShom HaShom, what is Aser Taser? It's called to us, Aser Taser, Aser Taser HaShom HaShom, so each year is different. So Likei Yerek Erev Rosh Hashanah, here's an example. If I pick the vegetable on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Ad Shalom Bo HaShemesh, before sunset, on Erev, I don't have nothing to do Erev Rosh Hashanah, so go outside and pick some vegetables. Right? Because of a leakate achar shabo hashemesh. You're not supposed to pick another, but theoretically, you pick right after sunset. Ein tarm in mizel ze. You cannot use one for the other in terms of trumas and meisers. Shezechor, shezeyoshen. So that's the Rosh Hashanah is a cutter point, and it's the plucking. And that's what the Rambam says again. Hilchos Meiser Sheni Perak Aleph Halacha Dalid 17 Hayerek B'Shasli Kart Likitoso Isuro Ketzad. That was the Inilka Biyom Rosh Hashanah Shoshlishes Afal Pisha Bola Onas Meiser Nigmar B'Shniya Ma'Frish Meiser. Even though it matured later, doesn't matter. Inilka B'Revius Meiser Sheni. That's like we said before. That idea that you go by the Gemar Pri. That's the Gemar Rosh Hashanah. Again, Daf Yud Gimel Beis, the same page, talking there about Kitnios products, because there one opinion says it goes by when it took root, and the Gemara says at the end, Ishtar Mitzvah, Hadam Rishmol, HaKol Olech HaGachar Gemara Pri, that even by Kitnios it doesn't go by, that we Paskin, it doesn't go by the Hashrosha. Okay, and that's what Rashi explains there, 19, Rosh Hashanah Gimel Beis, Ishtar Mitzvah, Bzeir, Hadam Rishmol, HaKol Olech HaGachar Gemara Pri. Okay, he says the betzvua of zaysim lo pligi v'lo azinim ba'achar gemar pri. That's a machlokas in terms of how we paskin. So even by kitnius we go by gemar pri, and that's how the Rambam paskins in 20 hilchos ma'aser sheni perak alav alachaches horas v'adochan is all kitnius afal pishis shrisu karosha ein hochim lohem elachar gemar pri. So that's what it says over there. The pri.
When
are you supposed to give
a trumas maser? When? Yeah. So, but if you have to give maser, then you really have to calculated based on the last day of the
For vegetables, right. Right.
Well,
you have to know.
So anything you give beforehand is an estimate up to the last day.
Yeah.
And then when you give on the last day, it has to be
If you have stuff, you have to give from that.
If you give it the next year, it has to be from the
fruits of the... Right, you have to give a percentage of that thing you took off, that thing you plucked. Let's say you plucked the last 10, so one of them you have to give. Yeah.
In terms of Hashmita, the Amoharet, he's supposed to know all the Amoharets, right?
Well, again, this was their job. This was their requirement. Like, we have to know. Today it's easier. Today you can have. They have charts, and that's so you can get them online. You can see these vegetables grow here, the fruits grow then. You know, you can know. But in those days, they had to find a way to keep track. To bring back now our issue of Shemitah and Yovel, so let's take a look at Source 21. Perek Dalet of Shemitah Yovel Halacha Tes. Rambam tells us, here we go. Be'echad v'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shmitah l'yovlos, peros shishis sh'nichnasu l'shvius, fruit of produce of the sixth year that are now on the tree or in the ground, whatever, in the seventh year. Im hayu t'vua o kitneos, o peros ha'ilon, v'igila onas ha'maisos, kodam Rosh Hashanah, if they reach their onas ha'maisos, which is whatever it says above, either with slish or with l'kita before Rosh Hashanah, ha'ilu mutar, 100% mutar. The afal pi she'osef osam b'shvius, even though you're first gathering them and plucking them, well, not by vegetables, you're gathering, you're putting them in your silo, you're processing, whatever you do with them, in Shemitah, ha're'en k'peros shishis ha'chol dover. But if they didn't reach that magic moment till after Rosh Hashanah, and again, even though he says Rosh Hashanah, then the first one around explains he means the trees mean it's Rosh Hashanah, namely Tu B'Shvat, right? Halach Yir Aleph, in the there Perek Dalet of Shemitah Yovel 21, the second part of 21. Or is Adokah these type of kitnios Hochin Banacha Gemar Pri, not like not Tashrosha, but after Gemar Pri. And again, in Migbar Achar Rosh Hashanah, Afal Bishishu Shukar Rosh Hashanah, there are Surim. Okay, and Halach Yir Beis, you're at Tayerek B'Shasli Katla Kitoso. Yerek goes by when you pluck it. So there you have it. So now at least we know it's not so simple as you're saying. But again, the farmers who anyway, as Josh said, keep track. They have to know about water. They know when the farmers know. When it's developed and so on. So they have to know, first of all, especially you're in the business of selling the stuff in the market, you know when it's ripe and when it's, you know, best for plucking it and selling. That's their job. That's what they do.
Go against by Butteros or something. If you have a massive orchard, acres and acres.
Yeah, it's a good question. I ought to get. I don't know.
It must be.
It must be
a Lamaite issue in Israel.
Today they know the system. You know, when. But that's a good point. I'm not sure.
If you're going by it, let's say, but.
Oh, that's great.
By after when you pluck it, but let's say you just didn't. In other words, let's say it's ripe and you should have plucked it. It needs the mice up.
It's fine. Thank you. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So anyway, so now we know how to determine what year a particular produce belongs. So it depends whether it's a tree, fruit of a tree, if it's the vegetables and so on. But let's go back now. So we have this stuff, and let's assume it is from the Shemitah year. Okay, it's a fruit that blossomed in the Shemitah year, so it's Shemitah produce. Or it's a vegetable that was plucked in the Shemitah year. It's now definitely.
Can't sell it.
So what's the halacha? So first of all, the pasuk says back to our parsha. 22, parsha b'ahava, yikar per kofay, pasuk glav. V'hoysa shabbas ortlachem le'achla. Right, it's to eat it. People make a mistake. You're supposed to eat it. That's what you're supposed to do.
Okay,
le'achla. No matter what? Yeah, so let's see. So a few things. So it says le'achla. L'cha, l'abdecha, l'abasra, l'osecha, l'sricha, l'soshocha. Everybody, anybody can eat it. That's what you're supposed to do. As a matter of fact, again, people think, oh, so much meat you can't eat. It's not true. You're supposed to. As a matter of fact, there's one sheet that I'm passing, I think it's a Rabban, says you actually make a bracha. It's a special bracha. The mitzvah, no, he's allowed it. You're supposed to. It's a mitzvah. Oh, we don't pass. It's a Rabban. I think so. So anyway. But all right, what does le'achla mean? So one thing the Gemara says in Pesachim Nun Beis Amar Beis, source 23. Le'achla Amar Achmona Belo Lehefseid. You can't waste it. Okay, you can't waste it. You can't throw it out, even if it's still edible. Or, you know, they talk about, let's say, by Havdalah, on Motzei Shabbos, many people pour the wine and some of it spills over and you dip your hand into the pockets and by your eyes and whatever else. That's what you're not supposed to do. That's wasting it. You're not supposed to let it overflow. It doesn't like it all year long. I don't have to against that practice all year long. But in Lamaisa, in the Shemitah, you don't do anything in order to waste it. All right? Again, you have leftovers. These are all la'achlov, la'hefsid. In fact, the Rambam tells us in Shemitah, over Parakeh, Alok, Yud, Zion, 24. Muto lokot ilanas la'etz and b'shvius kodeshim and pri al mishchasas as pri lo yakos osari mafsid ochel v'nem alachem la'ochlo v'lo la'hafsid. If you want to use wood for firewood, but it's already got some fruit blossom, you can't do it because you're wasting the fruit. Even though I got the whole orchard full, I need this more for firewood. No, you're wasting. You're not to waste. You waste the part. Remember years ago.
No, she so takes the food off and use that.
Okay, I'm saying, but you couldn't burn it off because it's wet. It's fine.
Well, I mean, burn it.
Yeah, right. You burn it off, so you throw the whole thing into the fire, making a fire. Okay. Now, I do that because you're wasting it. I remember the last Shemitah year, that was the last one, maybe two times ago, right? Somebody from the community came over and said, someone brought him three bottles of wine, Shemitah wine. He said, you're the rabbi, you'll know what to do. I don't want to have anything to do with it. He gives me the three bottles of wine. So for the next 4 months, I had to do it first. It was terrible, okay? But I don't like want to start with it. This was worse. Like, but I can't throw it out, you know? So I made kiddush on it for weeks, you know? I made sure not to spill it out. But, you know, thanks a lot, buddy. Anyway, so you're allowed, it's a tzlochel lehefsid. The Mishnah in Shriyas, again, in Parakas, Mishnah Beis 25, the Mishnah says, it's not just eating, it's other usages too. Shriyas nita lachila, ulishtia, lasicha, you can use it to, you know, anoint your rug, sometimes certain vegetables, certain
animal?
Plants have. If it's normal animal food. Lechol davar shadarko, but here's the caveat. Lechol davar shadarko. Lechol the losuch davar shadarko losuch. You have to use it in its normal fashion. Whatever it's normally used for. Okay, that's an important point. That's what the Mishnah says in Shriyas Parakas Mishnah Beis. And Rabbi Bartanur explains in source 26 in Shriyas Parakas Mishnah Beis. Lechol davar shadarko losuch. Afal gav. Davar tovachol hesed. Ain mechayven also lechol. Let's say you have something, the fruit's rotten, it's spoiled.
Whoa.
Okay, I have to eat it, says Lachla. No, only eat something that's normal to eat. Okay,
it's spoiled.
Yeah, you can take and throw it out because that's exactly what the Bartanur says.
There's
no
solution to it.
Afal gav davar to Lachla hesed. Ein mechayven also lechol davar shein derech b'nei adam Lachla. It's not normal food for normal people. You don't top some of the skalko. The lo chashinim holech leibud. We don't care if it's wasted over. The only thing you're supposed to throw it out, respectfully fine. The chayin davar shein derech b'nei adam Lachla. They tikkun, okay? He says the same thing in the verse. If normal people eat this only after cooking it or spicing it up or something, and you're going to eat it raw, that's also not good, even though you eat it, because that's not normal. You have to do everything in a normal fashion. And that's what the Rambam brings in Perek Hey of Hilchos Mitzvah verse 27. You can use the oil, it's olive oil, whatever, to burn. With Sriya, for dying, you know, that's a normal use. And the Rambam explains, Halacha Beis, L'Achilos Tia Ketzad, Lechol Dover Shadarachol Lechol, Listos Dover Shadarachol Listos, right? Whatever is the normal use. And Halacha Vav, L'Sticha Ketzad, Lossum Dover Shadarachol Lossum. If that's what's normal use, this is an oil, it's used for medicinal rubbing things, whatever it's allowed. Halacha Ches, Halacha Tanair, Madlik Tanair, you can use it. Or Litzriya, dying. Halacha Tes, some plants produce dye, right? That's a normal use. So, Dorv Shadarachol Sobahen, etc., etc. So that's one din. It's la'achla, but it has to be eaten or used in its normal fashion.
So once it's spoiled, you just have to treat it.
Right, right.
So in an effort not to be masseted in a bad way, you can't even be creative.
Right.
It's got to be
a normal use. Yeah.
Is that part of Kodesh?
Yeah, I think so. That's correct. Normal fashion. Now the other thing you were saying before, David, what's la'achla? So that's the other Gemara. There's a Mishnah, the other Mishnah. Mishnah Shriyas Parag Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, 28. Hatzava, a guy who's in a dying business, a dyer. So Ve'al Atzma, you know, it's a hard word, a dyer? What do you say? Oh, someone who dies. My brother-in-law, Baruch Sturman, you know, there's a Tehillah, so they put out a book, a very interesting book, if interested. It's very called the Hidden Blue, no, the... I forget what it's called now. Restoring the Hidden Blue or something like that. Oh, that's very, reads very nicely. So I'm drawing a blank. I don't know what the name of it is. But so he wrote a book. So he describes in the beginning how he was in Greece because he wanted to get these snails, you know, these Chalazan snails, the Murex snails. So he was driving this along the coast of Greece and finding fishermen who were fishing. And he stopped in some town. And he writes, he walked into the hardware store there. He found, oh, here's where apparently there's a big industry there in these snails, which they're going to eat. So he wanted to get them. He wanted to bust them open to make the, you know, so he went and he went to a hardware store. He purchased, like, a scalpel and some kind of a hammer. And the guy asked him in a broken English, he said, what do you do? You're building something? You build? So he says, no, I die. The guy must have thought, this guy's going to kill himself. He got him out of the store. Okay, thank you. Have a good day. He thought it was some gruesome suicide scene or something like that. Die. Anyway, so that just says, the Mishnah says, Hatzava Tzavel Atzmo, Bavelo Yitzhab Ischar, She'eno Simschora Beperishriyas. You're not allowed to make a business out of Perishriyas. You can do what you need for yourself, okay, but not make a profitable business. And that's how the Bartonor explains.
Can you sell?
Selling in large quantities. No, well, let's see. So in 29, the Bartonor says, Utsviya b'schar hainu schorah. Dying for, you know, for your business, that's considered schorah. Okay, now, where does that come from? So again, the Gemara of Odozor explains, Samach Beis Amud Aleph 30. The Gemara said to Tanya, whatever that talks about schar and b'shriya, the key thing is for us at the end of 30, HaTor Omer l'achla v'lo l'schorah. So we had l'achla v'lo l'hefzid, now there's l'achla v'lo l'schorah. Tos is explained, well, Ibud is
so only what I need for myself?
Well, yeah, or minimal amount. Let's see, Tos says in 31, I printed the Tos of Odozor, Samach Beis Amud Aleph, Dimas L'Nimsa, Omer B'Yitzah, the schora she has sort of herstries, I know, liknos har baby yachad. And when you buy a lot, as one would if you were in the south, a little bit, okay, you know, that's okay. Now, how do you define exactly a little bit? Whatever would be a person would buy, you know, a person is in the business, so he buys a large quantity, and he goes to travel someplace else, and he sells it, right? Again, I don't know exactly, it probably depends on the type of place.
But you can't do it
for yourself, you can.
It's Costco.
Right.
No, that's for you. You're not selling it.
Right, I'm saying, right, but it's to sell it.
You don't have to buy it either.
Right, in large quantity.
Most of it is this.
Correct. But only if it's the type of quantity that people would, and it may vary from place to place, it may vary from product to product. What the normal thing is that people would sell.
How you do it,
that's right. I think so.
Like Holomoy.
Yeah, that's another thing. I'm not going with that. Right. That's correct.
So you're buying a small amount to do what?
To eat, to have it home.
I'm buying a small amount of dye.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Because I got to dye something. I'm fixing my curtain or whatever, so we're... That's it, but you don't buy the quantity that we'll normally buy if it's a business.
Have to sell my friend. I don't know why.
One person.
Why is it
that? I'm going to charge him 20 cents extra.
Yeah.
But why do that?
Yeah, I don't think that's
why
not
is
a normal
the dye applicable to shemitah here?
Because many plants produce dye. That's the normal use of plants,
but not the snails.
No. I just give it. No, don't do snails. Snails not shemitah problem. So the Rambam Paskin Zilchus Midyola Parak Vav Alacha Aleph 32. The Rambam Paskin Ein Osim Schorah BeParashrius. Imrotz Alimkor Me'at MiParashrius Mocha. A little bit. Okay, again, I take the trouble, like I was going to say. So I caught my friends, and I'm going to the store, I pick it up, some of you. That's okay, that's not called business. Exactly where you draw the line, I guess it depends, but that's the Rambam. So that's two things so far. But now but everything else you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to, but here we come to something else very important, one of the major gzeiras regarding Shemitah, and that's where it caused a lot of problems. That's called Tzvichin. The Torah tells, again, in our Sedra, here in Source 33, Parakof hey pasuk hey ace sefiach ketzir chalos sitzor ves in vein is rechalos sitzor shnas shabos and yil oris. You're not allowed to harvest sefiach. Sefiach is growth. Okay, but Rashi tells us something important in the again parakof hey pasuk hey 34. What is sefiach? Sefiach in the plural. Afilo lo zerato. Sefiach means even so you didn't plant it. Hitzamcha min azera shenofo bo beis hakotzir. Seeds blow, or when you're harvesting stuff falls in, and it all the time. That's normal. And so nobody planted. It was no violation of Shemitah. There was no human act really here. When they were gathering, the last time they harvested, stuff fell out, a seed fell out, or something blew from a different field. What happens? I'm saying, so therefore, that's called a Sviach. That's Harehu Kari. Who Kari Sviach, says Rashi. Says the Taurus Khan of the Sifra, 35. Says the Sifra, and they write on that Pasuk, it is. what happened over here? I wrote that. Yeah, it says the Sifra here in Parsha Bahar. It says Parsha Aleph, or it's actually Parak Aleph, Os Gimel, or Halacha Gimel. Says the Sifra, Mikan some Esfich Ketzir Olos Sitzor, Mikan Samchu Chacham Al Esfichim Shiyu Asurim B'Shvius. Therefore, Esfichim are now Osir, even though nobody violated all Esfichim are Osir. Doesn't say why.
You can't identify.
Okay, that's one logical reason. Let's see. Let's see. 35. The Sifra. Torah Kanim. Okay, no one planted it. Right. Okay.
So
this is the
Torah
Kanim Parakalos. Sounds there, but it says Samchu Chachamim. Okay. Now, but there is another source for Sifra. Okay, the Sifra says Mikan Samchu Chachamim. It's not Smachta. Okay, but there's another source, and it turns out to be Machlokas Tamayim. Because also in our Sedra in Bahar 36, Parakof Hei Pasuk Chav says the Esfich Ketzir Alosit. So I'm sorry. The Chisomu Manocha Bashana Shvius. I was talking the day before. Let's say people are nervous. You're not allowed to plant anything in the year, so people are wondering, so what in the heck are we going to eat? How are we going to eat that we can't plant anything? People are nervous. How are we going to have enough food? So the Pasuk says, don't want Kosh Baruch Hu says, I'll put like a guy saying, how can I keep my store closed on Shabbos? So Kosh Baruch Hu will give you a bracha. There'll be enough. You'll make enough during the week to cover for Shabbos too. So it's the same thing. It's a little tougher the whole year. But that's the end. But we're bothered by something else entirely. The Pasuk says, I don't care what the answer is. Kosh Baruch Hu says, I'll take care of you. Good. And even when it's a Yovel, 2 years in a row, you can't plant. Kosh Baruch Hu will give you a bountiful bracha. You'll have plenty to eat. Like Yosef with the 7 good years. Okay, good. Anyway. We can't plant, we can't harvest. So it says the Gemara, Sochem Nun Aleph Mad Beis 37, the Tanya.
That's
funny, why the double language? Hein lo nizra, that's also saying, Amar Rekiva, v'chine achar she'en zohen me'hecha osir. Why does it have to say, we can't plant, and we can't harvest? Well, guess what? If you didn't plant, there's nothing to harvest. So why do I have to say this double language, right? V'chine achar she'en zohen me'hecha osir. So it says, Mikan l'sfichin she'en asur. No, it could be, because I didn't plant, but there's still stuff that grew, namely, the sfichin that grew on their own. So that's why you need the second phrase, you can't collect that either. As she explains, Psalm the Alpha Days, Amar Rekiva, Lama never l'anesav, me'achar she'en amazor. We can't plant ourselves. That which grew on his own, lo nesof, we can't gather. Anyway, so it happens to be, it looks like it's a bit of a machlokas, and that's really the sifra over there.
For the purpose of selling.
No, it's even for eating, anything.
What do you mean? It's Shemitah. I could go out and pick up
But this Midrabanan, that's exactly what we're learning here. Okay, Midrabanan, the stuff that grew as Sichin, you cannot eat. That's what I'm saying. Here's the big caveat. Now, as we said, you can eat produce from Shemitah, as long as you eat it in normal fashion,
right.
As long as the alcohol has to be
worse.
Midrabanan, rabbinic, we didn't say why yet, we'll get to it in a second.
If you know what it is,
good. That may be part of the problem.
Midrabanan,
okay, yeah.
Depending on it.
From Sukkim, yeah. Esfich Ketzircha or from Hamelin. Yeah, both. Different, both appear.
It's a
okay, yeah.
Something or...
Can only So that which is smichah in this Shemitah cycle is no longer smichah in the next Shemitah cycle?
Correct. We'll see that too in a second. We'll see the same. Let's say they kept it, you know, what do you mean? It
grew blue. It's now planted.
And now new stuff blue? But new stuff blue? Oh, the same thing.
That same tree.
That same, well, no, it's not by trees, it's only vegetables. We'll get that in a second.
It's
only vegetables.
It's in grain.
Grain? So we're going to see. We'll see in a second when you can start eating the speaking again. Hold on. So, but let's read. There's also Sifron 39. It says there the same drasha. So it actually seems to be machlokas. So the Kiva says mikan samchu chachamim, which may be a deraisa, but the chama ain't sichah asum the beitara or the divrei sofer. It's on the rabbanon. So it's possibly a machlokas when the sichah is also deraisa or the rabbanon. The Rambam paskins the following. Let's see, it is important. 40 is important. The Rambam hilchos mitu yovel perik dal alachalav kol shetotzi aretz b'shan ashrius. Anything which the land produces, the Rambam explained everything so clearly as always. Okay, anything which the land produced in the seventh year, bein mina zerah shenafal b'mikodesh shrius, whether the seeds fell in from before the shmita year, bein mani karm shenikzul mikodesh shrius, or is harvested before, and that's called tzvichin. Bein mina sovnei rakos, things that grew by themselves, hakol mutter la'achlo min haTorah. All this stuff is mutter min haTorah. Shenemar v'hoitzah shabbat sotachat la'achlo. Okay, la'achlo. However, again, provided you eat it in the normal for everything said before. Halacha beis midivrei sofer midrabanan shukol asrichem asurim b'achila. Okay, and it is sichah asur.
Why?
We didn't say sent it on the lama gozu alehim. Why did they make such a gzera? Mipnei over avera, the wise guys. Okay, the scoundrels. So lo yerech v'yizot tvua. I'll go and plant this stuff. I'll tell everybody. Wow, all this stuff blew into my field. How do you like that? Okay, all these things. I don't like it. So he'll, exactly. And he'll do whatever, all this stuff with it. Or he'll eat it, can't sell it. He'll eat it, and he's going to sell a little bit of it, right? But that's what he said. And therefore, the Yomar Sichon, he'll say, oh, Sichon, all blew it. I didn't put it. Okay, therefore, the Pichach Asu Kola Sichon Atzom Hoshviyas. Therefore, anything that grew. However, now, halacha is very important. Halamadata, but fruit from a tree, this doesn't apply to.
Nobody.
Why? Because it's impossible. You can't say, oh, it blew in. It wouldn't grow. Trees don't grow in a year. So vegetables, yuruckas, that could grow in a few weeks. Okay? But we're not concerned. So the gzera of srichin,
they
grew by itself. It wouldn't happen. It wouldn't be ready anyway in the shrita. It takes longer than that for it to grow. So this gzera, so fruits that are on a tree, that had the chanot in the Shemitah year, or it was before you're allowed to pluck and eat during the Shemitah year, because there's no gzeres shechem. Adrava, that's a mitzvah, achla, right? The gzeres shechem doesn't apply, because the whole concern that a guy's going to, a sneaky trick, is going to, that only works by things like vegetables, okay? Shalom yelach, these are two, however, yeah, shalom yelach, these are two of the kingdoms, that you can't do. But, but the Paris, the Elon, and so on, that we have is a mutter. We have the Issa Midrabanan. So again, Halacha Yud, he sums it up. Those things that grow, you can plant and grow easily in the ground. Asur and Bachilim Shum Sichem. But the Paris, the Elon, Ochan, and so on. But to Shashrias, you have to keep in mind the laws of Shashrias. So that's what really it comes out to. Now, how long does Shrichim last, that Xeris? So the Mishnah Shrias, Darshan 41, the Mishnah Shrias says, Parak Vav, Mishnah Dalad, Me'emasai Mutar Adam Likach Yerk Motzai Shrias, and when Shrias is over, when can you now pluck the vegetables and be allowed to eat it? Mishayasa Kayotzebo. That's like we have by Shabbos. Bechdei Shiyasu. Bechdei Shiyasu. In other words, if enough time has elapsed that you could have planted this item already when Shemitah was over,
even though
maybe it came in during the Shemitah year, then we're not worried, because we're not worried about that. That's the way out, because the guy's not going to do what he's going to do. Well, the whole concern isn't there, because theoretically he could have planted by Shabbos. Shabbos. Exactly.
If you cooked it on Shabbos.
Yeah, but
you have to wait enough time.
But you have to wait after you drop your car, the mechanic. You need the car, right? People want to have the mechanic work, the car work done on Shabbos, because they don't have the day. I mean, I have it all the time. My wife now likes the lease, you know, because she's finished with the mechanics already. But I told her, we used to have three cars. And one of them was always by the mechanic on a rotational basis. We had two, and the mechanic had one. That's the way it worked, you know. Yeah, so we only needed two. So it was good.
So if I
drop off the car before Shabbos, a minute before Shabbos, I pick it up a minute after Shabbos, in effect, I told this guy
to work
on Shabbos. But if I drop it off on Friday morning, and I pick it up on Sunday night, he could have done that. Could be that he did on, so that was his decision.
Right.
Even if I know he's open on Shabbos, I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. Anyway, the similar idea. Yeah, here it's Mishayasa Keotzibo.
No, but I thought you meant you have to wait, like the guy made you a cup of coffee, poured you soup.
Right, same thing.
And after Shabbos, you have to wait. You
know? Long enough that it could have been done after Shabbos, right? Same idea. All right, now. So that's the idea. Rashi Mishan, the Balatos, there's a commentary on the page. So he just explains that it's either because it's batal to others after, but the pashas, like we said, the whole zera doesn't apply. The Rambam, the Yerushalmi and Demai, from a far flung place, Parak Beis Mishnah, Parak Beis Halacha Aleph, in Maseches Demai, and in a different matter. It's stuff Chesam Beis in his own edition. It says Le'inyan Sichin Me Rosh Hashanah Ad Chanukah. They call Chanukah is the cutoff point. There's the Chanukah afterwards, Chanukah the eighth year. By that point, you can assume that any vegetable could have been planted already and grown after Rosh Hashanah.
Examples where Chanukah is in.
Yeah, it's in the Mishnah. Yeah, it's actually a Gemara, not a Mishnah, but okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the Rambam paskins like that. The Chashmidei the other Parak Dala Lachay. Sichin Shal Shvius Yosam Otzoy Shvius Asurin Ba'Achila. Okay, and Halacha Vav, Admos HaSun Tzvichai Shviz, Motzai Shviz, Merosh HaVar Chanukah. The Rabbi comments, he says, I don't know where he got Chanukah from, but it's actually Yerushalmi and Demai. Okay, now, there is another issue, okay, that comes up, and here's really where it relates to us in Chutz La'aretz, because the truth of the matter is, this is a din in the produce. There are dinim relate to the land, so in Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to plant and harvest whatever you like during the Shemitah year, but Shemitah produce, from Eretz Yisrael, all these dinim apply whether the produce is right now in Eretz Yisrael or the produce in America. So if we want to purchase vegetables from Eretz Yisrael, we have a problem because those vegetables are not allowed to be eaten because they're
sweetened.
Okay?
Taking to Chutz La'aretz.
Once I'll get to that. So,
they were
already. Right, well, so we'll see. But there is this, but in Chutz La'aretz, there's another concern. There are other concerns. Because another din of Shemitah is something called Biur. Okay? So the pasuk says back in our Sefer 45, Parakof Hey pasuk Zion, the behemtecha v'lechayah shabiratecha tia kol tvos alechol behemtecha ulechayah. So Rashi comments here in the Sefer Parakof Hey pasuk Zion of Yirka. Im chaya ocheles behema alechol. I have to mention behema and chaya. Your animals, you know what I mean? Why behema is chaya?
Not yours.
Behema is yours, chaya wild. So if a behema,
then certainly can feed
your own. No. If a chaya can eat, then certainly behema, because you're responsible,
yeah,
right? Like you're saying. So Rashi is something totally different. Makish behema l'chaya. Kol zman shechaya ocheles min hasodeh. As long as the wild animals can roam and eat this stuff out in the field.
Kaha. Because it's there.
It's out there. You can keep the stuff in your house to feed it to your animal and by extension anything else in your house. But there's no more stuff out in the fields anymore. It's later in the season. Then you can't use it anymore. You have to get rid of it. Whatever you have in your house. That's called beer. Like we have beer chametz. This is called, that's called, right. So that's what we call beer chametz. This is beer shmiyas. Okay. Very quickly. So let's see. So, but whatever the normal time is. It's a Gemara. Rashi in our center got that from Mam Sochem, then Beis and Beis, that prince in Source 47. Amar Chamar Ukwa Rios Vachanina, Amar Kol Hemtecha Vachash Vatsecha, Kol Zman Shechayah Chaz Mesobe, Hachel Hemtecha Vashabayas, otherwise not. Okay. Now, what exactly does Biur mean? So let's turn to the Rambam in 48. Hilchah Shvidi Yoga Parag Zayin Alach Aleph. Okay. Parag Shvidi Ain Ochamem, Ela Kol Zman Sheoso Hamin Matsui Basadeh. Which we said, you can eat shmita produce, forget the gzeres sichin, everything you can eat is only as long as there's that same amount of stuff out in the fields for other people or animals to take. Okay? But if not, then you're not allowed to eat yourself either. What do you do? So in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam discusses din of beer, also lech halachar a beer. And what does beer mean? He says, if nothing else is there, Halacha Gimel, look at the Rambam, says, soref ba'esh, destroy it. Beer means destroy it, beer chametz, you gotta destroy it.
I brought in the was good.
Right.
But now, no more out in the field. So
that's correct. That's
what
I'm
supposed to say. How can I save it up?
Well, just two, but then it's the record. The first two lines of Rambam, then it's the record.
How can I save it for the year?
Okay, you can't. That's what I'm saying. So hold on. Let's see. So the Rambam says you got to, this beer means destroy it, just like beer chametz. However, comes the Ravid, and he speaks very strongly. He says, Amar Vam, Bechaye Roshi, by my life. Loheir, Velohitzir. What is this guy talking about? This Rambam, he didn't make it clear. He's not clear. What this beer, Asir, everybody, what's he talking about? He says, what it means is, he says, beer means you bring it out and you mafkir it. After which, Ahu yachol lach zorolazakosban kechol adam. Anybody can take it. So
you bring it out, you make it happen.
Around in the right,
in the middle of the night.
Around the right, also the Ramban, 49 on the Ramban altar.
Wait, so you bring it out in the middle of the night, no one's there.
I guess it's a trick.
Again.
But the Ravid says there are really two zmanim of beer. We don't have time to go into the details, but the Ravid says there's two zmanim of beer. The first zman of beer, you don't have to destroy it. You put it out in the field. Afterwards, you can reclaim it. Then later, if there's nothing left, then you got to destroy. The Ramban doesn't even say that. The Ramban in our Sedra, Parash Bahar, Parakhafay, Pasuk Zayim, the Ramban says the whole thing is just to be mafkirit. It's just a death so that Aniyim can have something, make sure it's not for everybody. You're asking a good question. I'll put it out of time and nobody can see it. I don't know. But so beer is hefker. Now,
you put it out, you can't run out immediately and take it back.
I'm not so sure. Right.
You always
take Muslim Gimel Sub. Well, everybody's doing this. You'll claim somebody else. You can reclaim your own. Look, Shemitah is a great equalizer, right? Everybody's equal.
Yeah.
And that's one of the whole purposes of Shemitah. The whole
you know how to hoard money.
Can't hoard money.
It was all said because of fraud to sex. Unless you put
right,
it
like exactly.
How many hours?
Somewhere else, yeah, I don't know. Good question. Anyway, but here's the issue, okay? What about if the produce in Chutzlars? Does the mitzvah of beer apply in Chutzlars too? Gruen Chutzlars for sure not, but the produce that came here.
Yeah.
So there is a Mishnah.
Why should not?
Okay, let's see.
You like to worry about
so there is a, I'm sorry, there's a Sifra, let's see, source number 50. There's a Sifra. Harshim Bahar, Parakalach, test. Take a look at 50. Someone brought it. But we'll see in a second. Masha Ba'artzicha Ochlin. You can only eat in your land. Someone guy brings it out to his fellow, but can't bring it out. And therefore, the Mishnah Shriya says, here's the line, Parak Vav Mishnah Hey, Ain Motziim, Shemin Shriya is not an issue, Peiro Shriyas Me'aretz L'Chutzlaretz. You're not supposed to bring Peiro Shriyas outside of Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaretz.
You get to the airport,
okay?
They check you.
Right, they should. Okay? You're not allowed to bring produce from, so that's a big problem. You can get it in Costco,
but it's not in Eretz Yisrael.
Yes, only in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay, and the Rash explains why is that? Why he says because it's the Rash Mishan, the one of the Baratosis I said before, has a commentary on Shvius. He says and that Mishnah, Paragraph Mishnah, he says forget about Shem and Truman now. He says the boy Streifosa Baoritz because. Being in beer baoritz. The chiyuv of beer. That whether you hold like the Ramban, let's assume you like the Ramban, you have to be mafkir it. But he holds that din of beer is a din in Eretz Yisrael. So you can't send the fruits or the vegetables outside of Eretz Yisrael because I can do the beer. Unless you're going to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, I have to bring it back.
Why can't you do it?
He says, the eat on beer bar, that's what he owns.
And what's the source there?
I don't know, but that's what he says. Maybe it has to do with Kedusha. I'm not sure. He says it's parallel to the Shem and Shem, whatever his mucker is, but that's what the Rashi says.
Whichever beer you're doing has to be
in Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Rashi, and that's why, he's explaining, that's why there's a din, that you're not allowed to take Shemitah produce outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Ravid, you don't have that, but they didn't put it in the computer. The Ravid, we have a parish of the Ravid on the Sifra. So the parish arrived on that Sifra.
So how are we buying Eretz Yisrael product?
Good. Well, so now the question is, well, it's already here. Sure. You and I can't take it out. Somebody else took it out. That's the next question. He wasn't allowed to do it, but meanwhile it's here. Okay.
Two challenges.
Yeah.
If it's
Svichim,
you're allowed to buy it.
So Svichim and I are all together. Svichim, remember, Svichim, you can't eat all together.
Right. So as long as it's after you came
with,
but it arrives in Chutz Lodis.
Yeah, it arrives in Chutz. I didn't bring it out. So I'm going to buy it, but according to
you're allowed to buy it.
Let's see. So hold on. So the Rav said you're not allowed to do it in the first place because you're mivato beer. The Ravid has a different explanation on that. Sifra, Torah's Corner, Perak, in Parsha Bahar, what I say was?
You're supporting someone.
Okay. Perak Aleph, Perak Aleph, Aleph, says the Rivet.
How do you know, brother?
He says, what? I'm going to say, but let's say, forget that, how we got it. I just want to read the Rivet. The Rivet writes, what's the reason behind this, is to take produce of Shemitah outside? The Nir Ali, Atam, not like the Rashi, but you'll mix up, you'll have some oranges from Eretz Yisrael, and have some oranges from Mexico, and all be them. You won't know which is what, and you won't know which to treat with the proper kedusha, which not, which to do beer on. And the rabbi is not, can you can do beer chutz l'aretz too? But we don't recommend bringing fruits out, or we don't allow bringing produce outside, because you'll get mixed up with your other stuff. Okay, whatever the reason is, the Rambam passes the halacha, Parakei, halacha Yud Gimel 53, Peiro Shvias Ein Motzian Osam Me'aretz Chutzot Afilu Surya. Okay, even though, now we come to the Gemara which you might have, you were referring to. What about beer? No, different Gemara, sorry, beer. So the Gemara Pesachim says, Nundays, the Gemara says, Tanar Abanan, this Gemara says, according to Tanakh, you do beer wherever. Okay, you got to bring it back to the Eretz Yisrael. That's a machokas. And how they learn that from Sukkim and so on. And Gemara tells an interesting story. Two different people remember the teaching of Rahuna differently. So you got to remember him. He knew everything Rahuna said. Anyway, bottom line, you have two different reasons as to why you don't bring Paris outside. The Chazon Ish writes, because you'll be matal beer, according to those who say that.
And the source, okay. One is from a pasuk and one is not.
Well, I guess, yeah. I don't know the source.
One says the pasuk, okay. We don't know the reason, and the other two.
Now, many assume that it's mutter. Chazanish says it's mutter. That even if it was brought out, and Chazanish writes in Perak Simon Yud of Shvius Osvav, he writes, talking about estrogen, which is relevant also to this fruit. He says, even though it's a problem, you're not allowed to send estrogen or other fruits outside of Eretz Yisrael. But here's the point. There's no isser on the produce. Someone, whoever brought it out, violated, but there's no isser on the produce. That's the Chazon Ish part. There's no isser on the particular produce.
If I'm getting isser to make the mitzvah, is that normal way?
That's okay, but that's not a problem. But what I'm saying here is, you know, maybe they shouldn't have brought it out, but once it's out, there's no isser. So I can get it and so on. However, here's the point. Lemaisa, let's bring it back to Lemaisa. If I go to Costco, and I find whatever it is, oranges, Jaffa oranges or whatever, so I'm allowed to, even though perhaps somebody along the line violated something, but that's the chazanish, it's here, so it's mutter. So I'm allowed to eat those oranges, of course. I have to eat the oranges with kedusha shvias, okay, and make sure not to waste it. I can't sell it, all that stuff, you know, for a big part, all the things we mentioned. It has kedusha shvias. However, sichem, if it's a vegetable, like carrots, someone called me up recently, they didn't realize they bought carrots from Eretz Yisrael. So carrots is exer sichem. So when it comes to carrots, then you're not allowed to eat it. In Chutz L'Aretz. Not only is there to bring it out, but even if you bought it, that is... You can't eat it outside. Even though we passed in, like our last source I printed, here's the Rambam, Parak Zayin HaLach Yud Beis. I skipped the Rashi, but Parak Zayin HaLach Yud Beis. Paris Arts of Chutz Mizbar Mimkom. You can do beer wherever you like. That's fine. But Lamaisa, it doesn't take care of... So if you buy Shemitah produce, oranges or whatever fruits, you're allowed to eat them, but you better be familiar with beer and how to get rid of it and so on and so forth, or bring it back there. That's what some people do with their slogan, by the way. People bring their slogan after Shemitah year, they'll bring their slogan back to Eretz Yisrael, to be choshes v'atshita, to do beer in Eretz Yisrael. There are people who do that. After you know, some people...
Vegetables, we told that when it
blossomed. You were here. Okay, so you have to figure it out.
So what's on the keto?
That's here we are. Okay, we did it at the beginning of this year, yeah. It's in the early source.
So you don't even know what chanota is.
Okay,
They should know.
Let me just finish out that question. It's late. I just want to end off by saying the following. So when it comes to carrots or things like that, that is exer sichem. So if you buy it in chutz l'aretz, it's a problem. The only thing is, it may come back to the Het Mechira issue. Okay? Meaning, you know, I would have hoped that the Rabbanut would control what's being, I guess they are limited what they control, what's being exported outside of Eretz Yisrael, that it shouldn't be a problem. So if, you know, if the land was sold, okay, you believe in the Het Mechira, so then if you buy the carrots here, it's not Sichem, because it wasn't, you know, there wasn't part of that Gzera, because it was Goyish own.
Well,
that could, anything that grows, not for Sichem, plant and then it'll grow in a month and plant it again. That's the Gzera Sichem. Anything which is seeds directly in the ground, not through a tree, not through bushes and so on.
Do you have to assume that it's the Cheskesh Bees if it's seeds
from Israel? I would think so, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
No, that's
a problem. Now you can get charts. Now you can look online. You can see what vegetables are. But certainly, I would say now, right? Now, it's May already. It's here. So carrots. I think with the president bought carrots. I thought they shouldn't eat it. The only thing is, if you're relying on Hetem Mechira, maybe there's what to rely on, because we don't know. I don't know where those carrots. Maybe it came from I don't know. Huh? I don't know. I just don't know. I wish I would have liked to see that the Kashrus agents could devour it. But meanwhile, you know, I told the person not to eat the carrots. Okay, and what do you do? So you let it rot until it's, in the cuneiform fridge.
Not
so,
and then
I don't think so.
That's cool.
So,
Sweden is worse than regular stuff.
You let it put it in
the yard. Whatever happens, what happens.
Yeah, I don't think it's supposed to let it rot. But anyway, but on the other hand, it may not be a problem if you haven't believed in Het Mechira. So that's the whole issue of Het Mechira. Okay? That's the whole issue of whether you're lying in Het Mechira. So we know, on the first with this, another of Cook, you know, was in favor of the Ritbaz, mentioned in the past, Yaakov David Volovsky.
How do you get with selling to Goy if you're not going to sell them later?
That's the Netziv. The Netziv had the tshuva, the frying pan to the fire. He said, good, you're taking Gerda Shmita problem, you're violating this, you're selling to a Goy, and it's all together.
Right.
Yeah, that's a cheshva. He doesn't like that, the Mechivra. Others are terutim to that. That's what the Netziv time is. You're making things worse. Okay, but Rav Kook, it's a chon, and other people allowed.
The same thing.
He allowed that, the Mechivra. Kook is a problem. Yeah, the Ritzachon also allowed it. Others didn't. Ritzachon. It's a loophole. You're selling it to, I just mentioned the Ritbaz is a very colorful.
A loophole that you're not allowed to do.
No, they sell it. Some people say it can because it's not permanent. You know, you sell it to them again.
Are you renting it?
You're selling it, but it's not permanent. It's like selling chametz. Right, that's the time. The cook said it's only the Shasat Chak, maybe. That's our time to today. It's not a Shasat Chak. We have exporting and refrigeration other ways. Others disagree. It works. Okay? As Russia Weiss said when he was here last summer, I think, he said, no matter what you do, you're relying on one coup. You don't rely on Het Mechira, you're relying on Otsa Bezin. You're always relying on something. Okay? Because people have to eat. It's just an interesting, the Ritbaz, there's the Bar Plukta of Cook, and there was a big Talmud Chacham, in many editions of Yerushalmi, his parish is printed on a page. Rav Shechter would call him a colorful Talmud Chacham. He was Slutsk, I think. He was from Slutsk, the Ritbaz, and he came in the early 1900s to Chicago. And he tried to clean the stories, he tried to clean up the kashrus in Chicago. And he ran afoul of the mob. They put a hit on him. He talked about to leave town in a hurry. So he went to Yisrael. So he fought with the Rav Kook about the Het Mechira. He said, what are you talking about? He said, I refuse to believe that the whole Shemitah problem can be obviated because of some barefoot Arab that lives in Yafo. That's his expression. But in any event, that's part of the issue. But I just an overview. So these are the din that relate to us in terms of Paris in Chutzlarts. It doesn't matter whether it's in Chutzlarts. And it's a sikha would apply if you're not covered by the Het Mechira. Okay, which way would it go, inshallah?
Now, what is yovel?
We don't observe yovel anymore.